American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
I'm noticing comments on the in the stream coming into my computer about the show today, and one of them from Mike Kerber says, don't hold back. Tell us how you really feel. Mike, if I did that, I'd get thrown off the airwaves. You got a little taste of it, I think, during the break leading up to the program. If you're tuned in on the live stream, you know, you can watch this show every day, 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern, 1 to 2 Pacific. Well, 6 minutes after if you want to get, you know, I mean, like really into the nitty gritty, because it starts at 6 and after. You got news, weather, sports, and everything on the radio stations across the country, and then we kick off live at 6 minutes after the hour. But you can watch us at facebook.com/armedamericanradio if you want to watch the live stream. I hope you do that, and make sure you like and share the post. Thousands of people watched yesterday's stream by the time the day was over, and we appreciate you doing that for us. All of our affiliates around the country, great to be with you. Thanks for carrying the show, and let's get started. I tell you, now, you know I'm going to talk about, try to do the best I can to tell you how I feel and not hold back without getting myself in trouble. But it's really tough because I can't find a word that's suitable for FCC for what I saw last night on that phony debate. Now, if you know, in college, I took debate in college. It is absolutely nothing like these presidential debates. There's no debate. There's no structure to them. Neither side plays by the rules. And we're at a point right now in America's political history where the two sides despise each other and hate each other. It's as simple as that. What do I mean by that? I will never live under socialist ideology, ever. It will not happen. I will not give my guns to anyone. I will not live by those rules. I will not play by those laws. It's not going to happen in my lifetime, nor will my family, nor will my children. This is not a socialist country. I am not a socialist, and I'm not going to play that game. So there's real trouble coming to America because many, 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 many millions of Americans feel just like I do. So, you know, hopefully we see to it that the right thing happens in November. And on the other side of the spectrum, there are half this country, roughly, probably a little bit less, that will never, ever, ever accept a second Trump term. So any way you slice this, it's a recipe for disaster. But what happened last night, that debacle on all sides, I don't care what you call it. Yeah, some funny liners, like when Biden said number one, and then he said what he said, and then he said number two, and then went right to number three, and Trump stopped him and said, sorry, Joe, you were on number two. You know, I didn't even catch that until my son showed me the video of it yesterday. Then I think I remembered seeing it. But here's what I took away from that cesspool garbage dump last night. Number one, I've reaffirmed the fact that I can't stand Chris Wallace. I think Chris Wallace was terrible. Chris Wallace had absolutely zero control. And who the hell am I to say that? I've moderated events. And many of you listening have been to some of the events that I have, in fact, moderated. It ain't easy to do. I'm going to give Chris Wallace that. It's not easy to do. But you got to stand up and you got to get it done. Chris Wallace lost control of everything. And when the moment he lost control the first time, it was a crap show for the rest of the hour and a half. Chris Wallace was weak. His questioning was terrible. He was, in fact, debating Trump most of the time. Even Trump admitted when he said, look, I guess I'm debating you, too. Well, that's pretty much par for the course. I expect that. But to give Wallace a little bit here, you know, you got to be honest here. He also did question Biden a few times, too. So I'm not going to say that Wallace came off biased. I will say that Wallace, I believe, and I haven't seen anybody crunch the numbers. I haven't had my time to waste today to do that. But nonetheless, I do believe it appeared to me on many occasions that Biden would get 2 minutes and then get another question thrown at him before Trump could even answer. And then I'll tell you one thing. If I was the president of the United States, I don't know that I would take too kindly to being scolded by a fake news journalist. And I'm telling you that right now. Wallace can't stand Donald Trump. We know it. We've seen it. We've seen some of the interviews. But nonetheless, Mike, I'm telling you, I'm not holding back. I'm telling you how I feel about the thing. I don't think Americans got anything out of it. Here's what I do know. If you love Donald Trump, Donald Trump won. If you love Joe Biden, Joe Biden won. It's as simple as that. If you love Donald Trump, Donald Trump won. If you hate Donald Trump, Joe Biden won. If you are ABC, NBC to CBS, MSDNC, CNN, Joe Biden won. If you're Fox News, Donald Trump won. If you are on the line or on the fence, you probably got so turned off, you might not even consider voting. So that's my honest assessment of that. Now, if you, you know, what I found more interesting was the commentary that I read just hours ago from around the world. The crap show that came out of government officials in and journalists in particular in Great Britain are very outspoken. The journal, the British tabloids are a fun, are fun to read. And if you've ever watched the BBC or BBC America, you get a whole different type of news than you do over here in the United States. And I've been on those networks. I've done print interviews. I've been on television interviews with them. And I've done a ton of international radio on the BBC. It's a whole different ballgame than it is here in the U.S. What they saw last night just cemented to them what they've been feeling about America, the same thing you've been feeling, that America's going into a dark place, no question about it, and that seemed to cement it to some of the foreign journalists. Now, I couldn't care less about what Great Britain thinks. As far as I'm concerned, they need to be reminded from time to time, particularly the journalists, that we've either kicked their tail twice or saved them twice. All of them with American guns. They need to understand that when they go running their yappity mouths over there with the British elite. But the fact of the matter is, it is fun to read. And it does somehow reinforce some of the feelings we have here. I took that away today personally myself when I was doing that. And I'll just leave the foreign stuff there. But it was a fascinating read. If you haven't done it, make sure to go check it out. So that's my takeaway from last night. Other than this, the word gun was never mentioned. Gun control was never mentioned. And there are some things I would have liked to have seen Trump harp on, and he probably could have done a much better job at. And number one, anytime Joe Biden opened his mouth, all he had to do was say, 46 years, Joe. Interrupt him constantly. 46 years, Joe. 46 years, you haven't gotten it done. If he just did that every time Joe Biden opened his mouth, it would have gotten under his skin. Number two, no law enforcement support. Donald Trump made it very, very clear last night, and it was clear that Joe Biden was embarrassed when he said, you have no law enforcement support. Name me one law enforcement organization that supports you. Joe Biden absolutely couldn't do it. He was embarrassed by it, and I think Trump should have gone for the jugular on that. Why? Because that ties directly into why Americans are buying millions and millions of Americans are buying millions and millions of firearms. Because Joe Biden has no law enforcement support is exactly why law enforcement is having problems in all the rest of these cities. Not because he doesn't have law enforcement support, but it ties into the fact that crime itself is off the chain and that the Democrats are running the cities that are on fire and it is Democrat mayors that are weak. That's he should have harped on that more and more and more than he did. He did a few times, but he didn't do it enough, in my estimation. And if he had done that, he could have tied that lack of law enforcement support directly to Joe Biden and basically just wrapped it around him like a straitjacket, and he could have never gotten out of that. And had he done that, I think, and focused more on the riots, Democrat cities, 46 years, no law enforcement support, and just constantly interrupted with that, I think it would have had a bigger impact than he did. So really, I don't clear winner depends on who you like. Even if you don't like Joe Biden, if you just hate Donald Trump, you're going to feel Joe Biden won. Why? Because he stood up for the entire time. The bar was very low for former Vice President Joe Biden, who, by the way, made a comment that we're going to talk about in the next segment, because Joe Biden apparently feels that, come on, man, Antifa's an idea, man, an idea. We've been talking about all week this week about that idea of Antifa, and that ties back into the law enforcement assessment, the 46 years, Democrat-run cities. While Trump did mention these things, I don't think he stayed on them enough. He could have destroyed Joe Biden with just those issues. No question about it. No gun control was mentioned. Why? JoeBiden.com website and the Democrat platform are filled with gun control. Why isn't it mentioned in the debate? Why didn't it come up? Why didn't Chris Wallace hammer? Now, again, I can't get inside Chris Wallace's head. I don't like Chris Wallace. I don't like his style. I don't like the way he goes after Trump. But why didn't he hammer him when apparently Chris Wallace set this whole thing up, when gun control, millions of Americans at record numbers are buying guns, and it wasn't even mentioned last night, wasn't even talked about. When we come back from this break, I want to dig into that a little bit, because yesterday we talked about it briefly, and that was the Democrats in swing states are avoiding gun control, kind of like Chris Wallace did last night, and the gun control groups themselves are avoiding gun control, kind of like Chris Wallace did last night, and focusing on health care. They think you're stupid. They think you can't figure out that by attacking the Republicans, they might get more Democrats elected because Democrats are the party of gun control. They don't even have to talk about it. We'll be right back.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Hey guys, in a crisis, communication is critical to survival. Without power for your phone and other devices in an emergency, how do you alert emergency responders or call friends and relatives to tell them you're safe or call them to see if they're safe? These are the actual questions that many people had to answer after the destructive derecho storm swept through the Midwest, derecho storm. And it doesn't take a derecho storm to get there. Snow, ice, wind, earthquakes, fires, everyday accidents, they can knock out power in an instant without any warning. That's why we shouldn't have been surprised when the Extreme Power Bank became our best seller over at Pulse TV for 2020. But even we were in shock to have sold over 15,000 in under 3 days. Our customers couldn't get enough. Good news, our Extreme Power Banks are now back in stock. But if these sell out again, it could be months before we get more in stock. If you're ready to take charge and look out for yourself and your family, visit PulseTV.com/armed. That's PulseTV.com/ARMED. You'll be glad you did.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure and to protect you. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show, indeed. You are in, and I love this, the GunBroker.com studios. They're presenting this. They're supporting us. It's hard to say. This segment is being brought to you by. They help bring the show to us every single day across the country, 5 days a week, GunBroker.com. If you can't find it on a store shelf, GunBroker.com, you will find it at GunBroker.com in an auction, I can promise you. It is 100% free. Simply go over there and peruse the auctions. All you have to do is sign up, confirm your email address, boom, and you're in. And you can go over there and look at everything. Visit GunGenius.com. You can follow which guns are top sellers, which guns aren't, which guns are in the top 20. Everything is there. Everything is there for you. Every single product, 1.5 million auctions per day. Of course, this is the GunBroker.com studios. This is the Carr Arms Platinum microphone. And all of this, every single bit of it, the whole kit and caboodle, is being brought to you by X Insurance. I told you yesterday, this is real insurance. I'm working on a real insurance for me, policy for me, that I'm going to incorporate a number of different areas of my life in. This is not membership benefit, cookie cutter, up to blank cut. This is a real insurance policy that I will pay a real premium on that will cover me in real life. God forbid I need it, not just guns, but other aspects of my life. So when I'm done working on that, you will be the first to know what I put together for myself and my family. And of course, all of it done by X Insurance. Get this, an AM Best rated top-notch company. Look those up sometimes. You know, if you find companies that are B-rated, you don't do business with them. If you find companies that are unrated, walk away. It's that simple. All right. I am learning so much. I have so much to tell you about that stuff. I've had so much fun learning about what it really means to have real coverage versus other stuff. So anyway, here we are. I don't even know where to go back again. So I'm going to go right to where I was before. When you talk about the fact that there was no gun control mentioned yesterday, you can really truly dovetail that to exactly why they're not talking about it, as we mentioned yesterday. Why is Shannon Watts, the nation's biggest loudmouth, blabbermouth, liar, charlatan on gun control, 100% silent in all the swing states the Dems need to win? Let's not talk about gun control and the issue that you have on your website, Joe. Let's not bring it up. Let's not talk about what came up in every single debate and the hell yes we're going to take your guns away and the fact that you hell yes are going to have Beto O'Rourke saying hell yes we're going to take your guns away. Here's a hint for you, Beto. No, you're not. At the beginning, it says you're going to need a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, and I submit to you that's a fact. Come take them. It's not going to happen. Why won't they talk about this in the swing states if they're so confident of it? Why didn't Chris Wallace ask about it last night? It should have been one of the six segments. It should have focused on that directly because it is playing such a prominent role in the election today. But Chrissy Boy didn't do it and lived up to, as far as I'm concerned, up to his weak reputation, and I thought it was terrible. I mean, now, look, I'm not sitting here telling you that Chris Wallace, I don't think Chris Wallace has not done a great job over, you know, over the years in many circumstances. He has. I got to give credit where it's due. I don't like him during the Trump years, and I certainly don't like what I saw last night. That is this radio host's opinion, and I stand by that 100%. I thought his control of the debate performance was incredibly weak, albeit I have been a moderator in front of hundreds and hundreds of people live in front of me with great speakers, world-renowned speakers, who only have 5 minutes to talk, and I've had to step behind him and tried to get him to shut up so they didn't take time away from the next guy coming up or the next gal coming up. It ain't easy to do. Trust me. So I get that, particularly when one of them is the president of the United States, Donald Trump, and the other one's over here worried about calling him, come on, man, and calling him a clown and everything else. Complete crap show last night. Let's move on. All right. So Biden doesn't think Antifa is anything but an idea, huh? An idea. Well, how about we talk about a little bit more about that idea that I've been talking with you about this week? Andy Hoosier is going to come in here in the next segment. We're going to get some thoughts, some insight from him on what he thought yesterday, and then we're going to go right back into this now. Because we're talking about the North American Insurgency Syndicate. I want to go backwards with you in this and remind you from one of the opening pages of what I read. I highlighted this quote and I, or this portion of it here, this paragraph, and I think it embodies what all of us as Americans have to know about the insurgency that Biden apparently thinks is just an idea. I guess what's happening in Portland is an idea. I guess the cops getting water chucked on them, the violence and the murders increasing in New York City is just an idea. I guess the over 3,100 shootings in Chicago to Black Lives Matter, because the vast majority are black men who are either shooting or being killed, that doesn't matter. I don't see protests there. We've been talking about this for years and years and years. Maybe that's just an idea. Maybe gang violence in Chi-Town is just an idea. Maybe the killings on the rise in St. Louis as one of the most dangerous cities in the country. Maybe that violence is just an idea, Joe. Maybe every dead cop is just an idea. Maybe the cops out in California, whose shooter still hasn't been caught, those two cops, you know, the mother of a six-year-old, maybe that's just an idea. Maybe we didn't really see that, because we can't see ideas, can we? Unless they're put into action. Oh, that's a whole different philosophical discussion. But here's this paragraph. What do we do about what Joe Biden feels apparently is just an idea, even though we know it's organized and intelligence says that it is, and the administration has enough evidence to deem Antifa a terrorist organization, not a terrorist idea? For if well-meaning citizens do nothing, do not recognize the danger, that means denial. That's denial. For if well-meaning citizens do nothing, do not recognize the danger, do not vote, do not volunteer at polling locations, do not influence others, do not prepare for their own defense, and do not push back against enemies of the Republic, then they are ceding space and power to the insurgents. The consequence of citizen inaction at this perilous moment is to put at risk the Constitution, our way of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. If law-abiding patriots across the country do not take prudent action, if they remain subdued and silent, then our nation will be fundamentally altered and cease to function as a republic. I don't know of everything that I read in this report. I don't know of any statement or paragraph in there more important than that. When Andy Hoosier comes on in the next two segments, we've got him for two segments. We're going to talk about his thoughts on the crap show yesterday, and we're going to talk some more about this insurgency as we continue to go through this report for the remainder of the week. We're going to go through this for the remainder of the week, but we did have to kind of take a little bit of a break here to cover what happened yesterday in Cleveland. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, coming up next here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Indeed, welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, GunBroker.com studios, on the Car Arms Platinum microphone. Every bit of this being brought to you by all of our partners, all of our great partners, but none of it would be possible without for X Insurance, who is just really, I mean, so much to talk with you about that coming down the pike, but presented to you, all of it presented to you by X Insurance, xinsurance.com. If you want to get a leg up before you wait to hear what I find out and what I do and the policy I put together for myself or policies, because we're doing business as well, then you can just check them out at xinsurance.com. Give them a call. Tell them you heard them on Armed American Radio, and they're going to work with you and love you every step of the way, I promise. All right, let's go to my guest, Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, for the next couple of segments to round out the hour for us. Andy, I got a lot to cover with you. How are you today?
Man, I'm living the dream. I'm trying to recover from that circus we watched last night.
Boy, I'll tell you what, man. As I mentioned in the opening segment, there's no debate. There hasn't been a debate. I don't think I've ever seen a true presidential debate. You know, there are arguments. They're not. Somebody was pointing out in some of the commentary that Ted Cruz is a masterful, real debater. When you take debate classes in college and you learn the art of debating, you don't see any of that in presidential debates. It's just a crap show is all it is, people yelling back and forth. But give me your thoughts on it real quick, Andy.
Well, I was a little upset at the beginning, I guess when it first ended. I guess we were all in kind of shock after how it all went down. And you're right, it's not an actual legit debate, because I'm right with you. I did professional debate in high school and into college a little bit. And, you know, we know what debate actually is with a format and how you actually, you know, gather your thoughts and how you present them. And it's not a debate. And you're right, it never has been a debate. It's about the celebrity status. It's about character. It's about personality and who can really present a case, but do it in a flashy way to gain some attention with the one-line zingers. Last night took it to a different level, and I was a little upset with Trump at first on how much he interrupted and how much he tried to talk over and really disregard the entire process. But then I stopped and I really thought about it, and it took me a while to kind of process what all happened. And what happened last night was, look, I mean, you and I know politicians lie. They take a little bit of information and they manipulate it and they twist it to where it sounds fluffy and good, but it's still a lie. I've never in my life been told a bold-faced, flat-out lie without even trying to sugarcoat it in any way, shape, or form as much as I heard from Joe Biden last night. And the moderator at the very beginning completely dismissed it by saying that he's not going to fact-check it. So therefore, he would allow anything to be said without trying to be fact-checking or say, wait a second, that's not accurate. That's not what you said. Can you clarify here, or can you try and counter, whatever? He didn't do that. So Donald Trump had to step in and say, you know what, when Joe Biden accused him of not paying many taxes, was because of the Trump tax cuts, and that's why he was able to get off from it. We don't realize, or at least maybe he didn't realize, that Donald Trump's tax cuts weren't even into effect then, because he was just getting into office. It was the Obama tax cuts. When he said that he didn't believe in the new Green Deal, that he believed in his own Green Deal or his own environmental plan, that when you go to his website, it literally says right there that his entire base is a foundation of the Green New Deal, that says right on his website. I've never been lied to that many times before. And as much as I was frustrated with Donald Trump not maybe backing off and letting Joe Biden kind of shoot himself in the foot, I realized that Donald Trump wasn't going to take lies, straight out bold-faced lies, and he was going to call him out on it. So at the end of the day, I say kudos to Trump. Everybody that I've talked to and heard from, like you mentioned before, I mean, if you hate Trump, then obviously he did the worst thing in the world, and he bullied an old guy. And the fact that we set the standard so low for Joe Biden, I mean, at what point do we really say we've set the bar so low that as long as you can just hang in there and just not die on the stage, then you win the debate? If that's the case, then you shouldn't be running for president in the first place. But in my opinion, Donald Trump won the debate. He showed facts. He showed, he was a little abrasive, but he showed the facts. He showed what was going on, what he wants to do. And then he called out the lies from Joe Biden. So I called a win for Trump last night.
Yeah, I obviously I do the same thing. And, I believe, as I stated in the opening segment, if you like Trump, it was a victory. If you hate Trump, Biden won. If you like Biden, Biden won. If you're independent on this thing, you probably just decided I don't want to bother with this. You know, I don't think it helped anybody's cause on either side last night. If you were an independent, if there's really truly anybody out there that doesn't know what they're going to do, I don't know how that can possibly be at this stage of the game. But if there is, I don't think that thing helped any at all. Were you listening to the previous two segments before you jumped on today?
I did, yeah.
Okay, no mention of gun control. Give me your thoughts on that.
Well, it was really surprising. Now, the moderator chose the topics, and maybe that just wasn't a topic that he thought was important, but I thought there was an opportunity to bring in Second Amendment or gun control issues in there, especially when they were talking about the civil unrest and law enforcement, which was a main topic kind of throughout the entire thing. They could have definitely brought it in. Donald Trump at least could have at least zipped it in there a little bit, talking about the fact that all the crime was going on in these Democrat-run cities with Chicago and Seattle and Portland. He could have definitely mentioned at the same time that there's shootings and that there's mass chaos going on, that these are places that not only are run by Democrats, but are places that have some of the highest gun control in the nation as well. And I saw an opportunity to zip that in there from Trump, and he didn't. But that's not where his mind was at that point. But, I mean, Chris Wallace obviously doesn't like to talk about Second Amendment issues or gun control issues. There was an opportunity for it to be brought up, and it wasn't. I'm hoping if there is going to be a debate, two more debates, and at least one of them would at least bring up Second Amendment issues. But I would have loved to have seen one of them at least bring up the idea during the talk of civil unrest, because it ties hand in hand with what's actually going on. And, you know, you talked a few days ago, actually, about, you know, the civil unrest going on in these states and some of the swing states that are happening in the nation. I mean, obviously, it's a major issue when you see some of the largest gun sales going on in the swing states right now. So people are obviously concerned about not only the civil unrest, but they're concerned about their Second Amendment rights as well. And if we see gun sales going through the roof in these swing states, then I think people are a little concerned about what's going on with their gun rights.
Which poses the question to you that I want to get from you. And by the way, thank you for handling the show Thursday and Friday. I wasn't kind enough to tell you that, but thanks for doing a super job as you always do on Thursday and Friday, riding through those 2 days in the Armed American Radio studios for me. I appreciate that very much, Andy, and I know my listeners do as well. It's great, and the feedback I get from you is from everybody about you is tremendous. You know, that throws this out. You just mentioned the swing states and gun sales soaring in the swing states. You are correct. The numbers are at record levels in states like Pennsylvania, in states like Arizona, where Arizona could turn blue. Mark Kelly isn't even running on gun control in Arizona, in what is arguably the most pro-gun state in the country based on its laws. Not necessarily actions, but its laws on the books. But when you look at those, at the gun sales in those states, those are the very states that Every Town for Gun Safety is talking about health care and not gun control. So if they're so sure of their agenda and their gun control being popular, you'd think they'd be all over that in those swing states, because they were swing states. That's where they'd be pushing their agenda for a victory if, in fact, America is on board with them. And they're not. Tell me about it.
Well, you're right. Look, they've lost touch with what the common average American actually wants. And when they say that that's what the American people want, that's because that's the agenda that they pushed out there to try and tell the American people that they want, which is a different mindset than the side that actually says, here's what is important because we see the response from this. Look, they have the media, they have their talking heads, they have the top-down establishment just telling what the agenda is going to be, and they forget what the actual message is that the people want. They just say, here's our talking points, and let's make the people want to focus on this as a topical issue. So when they say healthcare is the number one priority, obviously that's not the case, because people are going out and purchasing firearms more so than going out and purchasing health insurance right now. So you can definitely see that there's a disconnect there. Republicans see, you know what, people care about the economy. We see a rise in suicide or mental health or depression or anxiety because of COVID and the shutdowns and financial struggles. They're concerned about Second Amendment rights. And that's the agenda that they start focusing on, because they're reactive as opposed to the Democrats, who try to be proactive by forcing an issue down our throats and then trying to tell us, well, that's what the American people actually want. And they do it completely backwards. And I don't think they know how to recorrect that ship, because obviously that's the same party that has, during their national conventions, different panel discussions and seminars on how to properly relate to the American people.
Yeah, and don't you love that? The American people. Fox News had a headline out the other day that majority of Americans think that the next Supreme Court justice should be seated by the next president. The majority of Americans, it said. However, they only polled 950 people in a country of 320 million. I'm telling you, it's all a joke. It's all a scam. Back after this with Andy Hoosier.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too. Free,
of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/mark.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure, to help prevent you from becoming a target, and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We do this in part by encouraging our law enforcement clients to take the X Insurance See It, Say Something pledge. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing insurance policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. At X Insurance, we believe in good police officers, and we believe in protecting good police officers. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back indeed. If you're watching on the Facebook live stream, you're seeing me in the student of the gun mug, Fighting Solves Everything, from our great friend, Mr. Paul Markle, student of the gun. It is Defender Coffee. And I'm drinking the organic Liberty Roast. My next 3 bags, and I'm almost out, will be arriving tomorrow, I was told. Quickly, some of our sponsors, some of our great partners, PulseTV.com. These guys got tons of products out. We're going to have a new product to mention for you in the next couple days that'll be up and featured for you, okay? The flashlights were huge sales. The power bank were huge sellers. But we're going to have more products from PulseTV.com. There's thousands and thousands and thousands of products. Support PulseTV. PulseTV.com/armed. You can text the word armed, A-R-M-E-D, to 58445, 58445, and check out all those really cool products. MyPillow.com, promo code AAR, CarArms, GunBroker.com. I've already told you about that. Join the Second Amendment Foundation. Visit North American Arms and check out the minis. More coming up from Sadie Sweat in the very near future. And, of course, frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K, frontsight.com/mark. And let's not forget Lead Slinger's Whiskey. That's pretty cool stuff. And by the way, the Defender Coffee promo code is also AAR, and that is for 15% off, where you can go for the free shipping like I do on the multiple bags when you join the coffee club. By the way, quick news, Armed American Radio website, new website, is looking great. Wait till you see it. We've been working behind the scenes. That won't be too far out. Just got a taste of it yesterday. Much, much easier on the eyes. Going to be really easy for you to navigate. We're going to have news sections up there for you, so you'll get current news of the day, blogs, writings, guest columns, the whole nine yards. You'll be able to listen live, and we're working on putting on a video plug so we can get in our own form, and you can watch us at armedamericanradio.org or .com. Let's go back to Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. Andy, before we keep going, I want to tell you a fun story. You got just a couple seconds, Andy?
Oh, sure. Let's do it.
Right after I got back from Utah, the very next day, my daughter was on her way home from the marina, and she called and said, hey, there's a Trump stand over by the bank down the road. Can I come home and you take me down there and buy me some Trump stuff? I said, of course. So we went down there, and it turns out the guy at the Trump stand recognized me as the host of Armed American Radio and invited me to speak at a rally in Cobb County, Georgia, this coming Saturday. Some of the speakers are former representative out of the 6th District of Georgia, Karen Handel, current representative, who we all know, out of Georgia's 9th District, Representative Doug Collins, Georgia Senator Sonny Perdue will be there, as well as some pastors, mothers of cops. It's a Back the Blue rally, and they are expecting Antifa and BLM counter-protesters to show up at the event. And they're expecting many, many, many people, and they've been told by the Cobb County Police Department that they will be well-protected and well-ringed while everyone is there. And it turns out, as I was talking with the group today about getting a 10-minute slot to speak on this tremendous panel, it's my son's 16th birthday today. My son, Ryan, I love you to death. You're a great kid, 16 years old today, no longer that much of a kid. But all of his birthday functions are Saturday. He gets his driver's license on Saturday. I have to be in the car with him. And the big family birthday dinner for the entire family and extended family is Saturday. So as it stands, I'm not going to be able to be at that incredible event. And I'm really bummed about that, by the way. But you know what? Family comes first, Andy. I just wanted to let you know, because that's the type of event that's right up your alley, brother.
Oh, it's great. I love going to rallies like that. I love seeing all the excitement. I was emceed a rally here in Kansas to open up based on the closing of the businesses, the mask mandates and everything. I emceed one of those rallies a few weeks ago. And just to see the amount of flags and the amount of excitement and the energy, it just refuels your tank, and you definitely need it. See, what I would have done, Mark, and what you can still do is you just transition and make the birthday celebration at the rally, and you get water squirt guns and you get water balloons and you throw them at the Antifa protesters, and that's your excitement for the celebration.
You know, that wasn't even discussed. I'm just going to tell you that flat out. That didn't even come out. Oh, now, hey, how'd you like to go down to a possible riot for your 16th birthday party? We don't want to do that. But no, it's one of these events that is going to be a tremendous amount of fun. Look, Andy, you know, we can talk. Kyle Rittenhouse, by the way, this young kid up in Wisconsin, is not going to be convicted. He was acting in 100% self-defense. He was not in violation of any law. But it is a legitimate question, I believe, to ask, why is a 17-year-old in that environment? That's a legitimate question, okay? So, I mean, that's a debate that we can have, and you can go either way with that. I have no problem with that. The reason I say that is because in my home, you're not going to hear this question or this statement made in my house ever. Hey, honey, do me a favor. I want you to stay home with Bean, because me and Ryan, we're going to strap up our AR-15s and go down to a riot. Okay. Yeah. You're not going to hear that, Andy. That's not going to come out. I don't want my kid anywhere near that. Okay. Regardless of it, just so that's a legitimate question. But this kid's being politically railroaded. He will never, ever, ever be convicted, nor should he. And I hope he sues the living crap out of whoever he can because of what's being done to him. It was a clear cut case of self-defense, man. All right. Oh, Andy. You've been hearing me talk this week about the insurgency in America right now. You know, I just was out in Seattle. Seattle erupted while I was out there because I was out there. It just happened to be at the time the attorney general made his statements about Breonna Taylor. And I read the following to open up the show. If well-meaning citizens do nothing, and we're talking about these riots, you know, the idea that Joe Biden says Antifa is, just the idea. So if you think of it as the idea, well, if well-meaning citizens do nothing about that idea, do not recognize the danger of that idea, do not vote to get rid of that idea, do not volunteer at polling locations to see to it that that idea doesn't dissuade anybody or make sure that all of us can vote, do not influence others to, you know, might not, you know, fall prey to the idea, do not prepare for their own defense because, you know, we have to defend against their ideas. And do not push back against enemies of the republic, or really, what's just the idea that Biden was talking about, then they're ceding space and power to the insurgents. The consequences of citizen inaction at this perilous moment is to put at risk the Constitution, our way of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. If law-abiding patriots across the country do not take prudent action, If they remain subdued and silent, then our nation will be fundamentally altered and cease to function as a republic. Profound statements indeed, Andy. I'd like your commentary.
No, it's profound statements indeed. It's absurd to think that it's just an idea. If it's just an idea, why do we see Facebook pages and organizations with actual logos actually coming up and popping up all over the nation trying to...
Or flags. You know, they have flags. Those ideas have flags too, Andy, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. The fact that they all dress in unison, they use their Antifa rebel call, which is their mom's, you know, baby monitor that they call each other with, and they talk to each other about how to organize and go out into the streets. It may be an idea, but there are organizations that breed from these ideas, which is what political ideology has been since the dawn of time, is organizing based on an idea. So, yeah, it's an idea, but it's a dangerous idea, and you cannot just allow it to happen by looking the other way and saying, well, it's mostly peaceful, or, well, there's peaceful ones within it, or, well, there's, you know, or whatever they try to justify with. You cannot do that. It's a dangerous idea. It's an anti-American idea. It's an unconstitutional idea. It needs to be shut down immediately, and anybody associated with it in any way, shape, or form. I mean, you can't just say a terrorist is not a terrorist because, well, they believe in the idea, but they don't act upon it. If they believe in those ideas where they want to harm somebody, then they are a threat. They need to be taken away and taken out of society immediately, however they need to do that. And that's exactly what needs to happen to all Antifa members. Trump was absolutely right in the debate last night by saying that it is the left that we need to be concerned about right now. It's Antifa that we need to be concerned about right now. And
done.
We need to address these issues immediately with that ideology.
All right. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. You just heard him on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios with the Car Arms Platinum microphone. All of it presented to you by X Insurance. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. We give Andy as much space as we can. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.